Please pray with me. Father, the songs that we've just sung, Lord, the truths that are found in those songs. God, it's overwhelming to think that you first loved us, Lord, that you love sinners, Father. God, that no evil scheme of man could pluck your children from your hand. God, that's just overwhelming to me. It's humbling to me. I just pray, Father, just of forever gratitude, Lord, of that, Lord, and never to forget that you're the one that authored my faith and our faith, those that believe in you, God. We are so grateful for that. God, as we come to communion, Lord, we just pray we would reflect on that and we would honor you and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be in Hebrews 12:1 today for communion. Each week at Grace Bible Church, we take time to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We do this because God instructed us through His Word to do so. It's a time to look back and reflect on what it cost Jesus to die for sinners. His life, His death, His resurrection was done for sinners who would trust in Him through faith. The author of Hebrews reminds us, and he reminds the New Testament saints then, and he reminds us today of the faith of the Old Testament saints. The Old Testament saints were looking forward to the promise of salvation, and through faith, they trusted in God. And he starts in Hebrews 11:1 by defining what faith is. And he says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And he goes on in chapter 11. And he says, "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. By faith, Noah prepared an ark for the coming flood. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Sarah conceived. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he led God's people out of Egypt and into the wilderness." The author of Hebrews finally says in 11:39, "And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us." By faith, by faith, by faith, the writer of Hebrews looks back to the Old Testament saints and he recounts how they, through faith, were looking forward to the day of salvation. The New Testament saints were living through extremely hard times. Some were dying for their faith. And he addresses them. And in 12:1, he says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Here's what he's saying: run the race and run it with endurance. Why? He tells us Jesus is the author of our faith. This didn't begin with me and it didn't begin with you. Jesus is a finisher of our faith. This doesn't end with me. Jesus will finish this for me, and he'll finish it for you. No matter what comes your way, no matter how hard it is, he will finish it. And why did he do this? He tells us in verse 12, "For the joy that was set before him." He calls it joy. He calls starting your faith and finishing your faith joy. in light of that, if you are here today and you're a believer, you have comfort in Jesus. Take encouragement in Jesus. Proclaim his death, in which you have faith by taking the bread and the juice. If you're here today and you would not claim Jesus as your Savior, maybe you don't see a need for Jesus. Consider this. The gospel is so basic. It's so simple. This is the gospel. Every single person was born in sin. I don't care how good you think you are or deeds you think you've done that would appease a righteous God. Every single person is a sinner. Jesus was born of a virgin. He is God. He lived a perfect and holy life. He died on the cross for a purpose, and that purpose was to save sinners. He was put in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose. He was seen after his crucifixion and burial by thousands. There are thousands that saw him and accounted that that's what happened. He walked among them. He died so that sins would be forgiven. This is the gospel we remember and proclaim at communion. Please believe and take communion with us. Turn from your sins. It's so basic. Jesus died for sinners. However, if you refuse to believe and live by faith, let the bread and juice pass. There's nothing magical about it. It's not going to appease God if you take communion. That's not how you're saved. So men, please come forward in service, and when your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.